What you need to know about soil before you buy, build, or farm it. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. Whether it's a new dream home, workshop, or shed you're planning to build on some property, before starting construction, Bob Dobis with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service says first you need to know what the soil is going to do.
Considering the soil before you do anything, it can save you a lot of money, a lot of heartache, and it's also sometimes a human health issue, like with the moldy basement because of a water table.
Knowing if the soil has shrink swell properties or is in a flood-prone area is very important. Dobis says do your homework and rely on a variety of resources to determine if that soil can support the structure you plan to build, and if so, how best to build it.
Whether it's a high water table, we can overcome that most of the time by draining and pumping. High shrink swell, we can pour concrete in the walls of a house. Other places, just plain old cinder block walls are fine for basements because the soils don't have that shrink swell.
The best place to start is going online at the USDA's Web Soil Survey site. That's websoilsurvey.nrcs.usda.gov. The site lets you access soil data from a particular area in the U.S. and determine soil suitability for a particular use. You can print out and save findings for use later, or you can call an expert for help in determining if a piece of property that has the right kind of soil can support your construction project. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.